Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. I'm Bill Michaels. Radio Joe across the way. Find us over on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. You can find us on the Facebook fan page, simply facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Look for the blue check mark. Also, BillMichaelsSports.com, which is the website, and you can find us over there. And then there's the radio.com app. What else do we have? We have, Joe, do you have an Instagram account? You got an Instagram account, don't you?
Yeah.
I've seen your stuff before.
Yeah, you've liked my stuff.
Yeah, I thought so. I don't see, stuff pops up and I just hit a tab. I don't know what the hell I'm hitting sometimes on my phone. My wife has gotten me into Instagram more. I follow it more, but I don't participate, so to speak, as much.
I am very active these days on Instagram, and it's more about my personal life. So if you care about Radio Joe's personal life... at Radio Joe Sports, I just posted a bunch of pictures for my trip to Arizona, including the engagement. So okay. It's all there at Radio Joe Sports, just like the Twitter handle. That's where you're going
to
follow.
And you can, because you can then take Instagram and then link that to your Facebook account, and everything goes over, and it changes your story and all that kind of stuff. The only time I ever got into Instagram was I did a couple of things for the wedding. I did a couple of things when there's Carly, who works with us on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Carly's fantastic. She wakes me up every day on Instagram because every day she's got some new video or something she's posted about where she's going or some boots she's wearing or some event she's got planned for Lammy Sports. But I follow Carly over on Instagram every morning. So that's the way I learned how to do the boomerang videos and all that kind of stuff. But other than that, I haven't used Instagram too much. It's basically Facebook and Twitter is where I live my life. I have very few Instagram followers. But if you choose to follow me on Instagram, it is Michaels Bill, because Bill Michaels was taken. So Michaels Bill, I think, is how it ended up coming about. But over on Instagram, you can track us down. The radio.com app is another way to get a hold of us. Radio.com, because you can take us everywhere. Download us on any mobile device you may have. But I live my life via Facebook, Twitter, a little bit of Instagram. But that's about the extent of it. So there you go. Like I said before, we will be doing some Facebook Live on Thursday when we are out at Healthcare Field out in front of Miller Park as we get you ready for the 2019, as Tim Allen likes to say, championship season for the Milwaukee Brewers. A lot of anticipation coming into this one after a couple of games in Montreal against the Toronto Blue Jays, and they come home, a workout on Wednesday, and then they get it on for real as the 2019 baseball season gets underway, at least Milwaukee style. And we'll be out there. It looks like it's going to be pretty good weather. The weather forecast has changed. Last week they said 60 and sunny. And then over the weekend I'm watching, and I think it was Fox 6. I was watching Rob Haswell because the rest of the stations had gone to the national stuff. And I was watching Rob Haswell. Rob says now that there's a chance of scattered showers, but it's still going to be, you know, upper 50s, mid-50s. So that's good because I've been out there when we've had flurries and cold. So I'm glad we're going to see a little bit warmer weather. It was great weather over the weekend. I got to tell you, man, yesterday, even though it got colder yesterday afternoon, it was great weather over the weekend. Oh, my goodness. I got outside because we bought a house in October and never really had a chance to do much to the outside of the house other than cut the grass once. So over the weekend, I got to, and I'll post this or I'll repost this or maybe put it over on the Facebook fan page. There is one reason, and there's plenty of reasons to love my wife, but there's one big reason because... for those that ever followed me, listened to this program, whatever, I cannot. We've got three dogs. It is difficult for me to pick up the stuff. There has been a switch in my stomach since I was a little kid that if I smell it, it's like an instant trampoline for anything in my body. It just flies out of me. I get sick almost instantaneously. So you couldn't even walk through our yard in the backyard anymore because there was the dogs are tiptoeing around. There is so much crap out there, right? So Sherry had said to me, you know, we got to clean the yard up this weekend. And I was going to build the basketball hoop that I had bought for Easton for his birthday, but we never put it up because winter was coming. So we figured we'd put it up in the spring. So it was a nice day on Saturday. So I said, okay, I'm going to clean out the garage, get rid of all the boxes, all the garbage and all the stuff that we had. And then I'm going to build the basketball hoop. And we had this really nice new basketball hoop. And it was going to take a while, but I had to get the box from the shed to the driveway. And I couldn't walk it from the shed to the driveway because of all the crap. So I had to pick up literally maybe 10 pounds of poop, probably about 10 pounds in this big garbage bag. And I've got the pick and save bags, three or four of them around my hand with a rubber band around my hand. And I'm not even looking. I'm like my head's off to the side. And then finally it got to the point where I looked. Okay, I had a clear space. And I'm like, I'm in the house praying to God nothing flies out of me. So Sherry's laughing at me the whole time. So as I'm building the basketball hoop, she says, you know what? I'll go out and pick up the yard. We have one of those mini garbage cans that the guy that comes, because we actually have a poop scoop service that comes, but he doesn't come until April. So we literally have this garbage can. It's bigger than a 5-gallon bucket. Maybe 7-gallon garbage can. I don't know how big it is. But Sherry takes that thing and says, okay, I'm going to go ahead and pick up the poop. So as I'm building the basketball hoop, which took me about 2 hours, she's still picking stuff up. And she got a blister on her hand with the pooper scooper. That's how much there was back there. So finally, she takes a picture of this stuff. It overflowed out of that bucket. So God love my wife for cleaning up our yard. But we ended up putting up the tiki bars and getting everything ready in the back and got the basketball hoop up, cleaned out the garage. Just a great weekend to get out and do stuff, watch the basketball games. We had back-to-back sleepovers. Alexa had the girls over on Friday night. Easton had the boys over last night. So I was taking kids home early this morning. So now that spring break is you know, on, they finally had their sleepovers, got that out of the way, and now they can go do other stuff. But just that was the kind of weekend it was. And boy, God love my wife. I'll have to post that picture because I don't know how many pounds it was, but it was... That was a whole bucket full of nasty. That's all I know. 855-8308. I don't know how I went down that path, but I did. Sometimes the show just derails, and you have to go off the cliff with us until we can finally get the thing back on the rails. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Give us a shout. Brewers over the weekend. Bucks get a win. Brewers kind of culminate the Cactus League and send Eric Kratz, who became a fan favorite quickly. They sent him off in a deal. He ends up going to San Francisco, so he is now gone. But you know your roster, and we'll get into the confidence level of the Milwaukee Brewers coming up here shortly. Bucks get a couple of wins. Nice win over the Cavs yesterday. That was kind of a statement win, too, after they got beat by the Cavs just a few days ago. That was a nice statement win and a really nice ceremony at halftime for Marcus Johnson to see his number 8 brought to the rafters. The first one at Fiserv Forum to be hoisted there. So good for Marcus Johnson. Really cool ceremony yesterday. Great experience at the Fiserv Forum. So all in all, really, really good weekend. Ross is in Wausau listening to us on Fox Sports Radio there. Ross, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I am doing well, Ross. What's on your mind?
I think it's time for a complete culture change and redoing of the Wisconsin system after seeing how much they got manhandled by Oregon and how athletic Oregon was compared to Wisconsin. There was one athlete on the floor for Wisconsin, and that was Khalil Iverson. After that, it was just apparent that they couldn't keep up athletically with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they need to get rid of guard, get somebody new in there who can recruit some athletes or do a good job with that, because there's nobody coming in within the next few classes that are athletes, and it's only going to get worse. And what the guy on your show said earlier about losing Tyler Harrell, I have a friend who's an assistant coach with a big D1 basketball school here in Wisconsin. He said all the coaches knew Harrell wasn't going to Wisconsin by midsummer once he blew up. So if Wisconsin didn't know that, that's on them to not know that he wasn't going to go there. And what when you asked, was there anything they could have do to have kept Harrell, there was something they could have done, and it started back with Bo Ryan. They needed to recruit Sam Hauser so that Joey Hauser would have come to Wisconsin, and then Harrell probably would have come there too. But instead, they have all these problems with recruiting, not knowing who to recruit, and it's only going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, I tell you this, I appreciate the phone call. I'll tell you this, they have about a year, maybe two, to get it right. I'll say that because the tradition of winning that Bo Ryan established in the state of Wisconsin, you cannot allow to fall by the wayside. You just can't. They built this thing up. They had this program going in the right direction. Back-to-back. Now, granted, okay, back-to-back Final Four appearances are built upon Sam Decker and Frank Kaminsky, okay, and the group that they had. But Frank, the AP Player of the Year, I mean, one of the best college players, college basketball players. So you're going to go far. You have to be able to then kind of put guys back into that pipeline, and we're waiting for that. That's what you're waiting for because you cannot sustain success if you don't bring them in back-to-back-to-back recruiting classes. That's why Duke and Carolina and Kansas are also successful. Not to mention you've got very good coaches. But that's the reason they're successful. That's the reason you establish yourself as that kind of a program. That's what Tom Izzo has done. Tom Izzo has been always a tournament favorite. You can never write off Tom Izzo. He's been a fantastic coach, but he continues to restock the pipeline. He does it in a little bit different fashion, but he continues to restock the pipeline. You can't allow a class or two to drag you out of the tournament for an extended period of time. You can't go 2 and 3 and 4 years without a decent run. You can have your name there every year and people are going to recognize it. You know, we always recognize Wofford. For a long time, it was Valpo. We all recognize Valpo. We all recognize Butler, okay? But it has to be sustained success for you to suddenly become a household name that's going to continue to draw recruits into your program. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We're going to switch over and talk some Bucks basketball. Bucks with a couple of wins over the weekend. Nice ceremony yesterday. Saw Steve Novak down there with Jim Paschke on the call of that ball game. We're going to talk with Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin and co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. That is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are here. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. Hey, don't forget, Reese's is giving you a chance to win game tickets and a three-night hotel stay in the Twin Cities for the Final Four, April 6th through April 8th. Stop into any Quick Trip store, get the details. Use your Quick Rewards card as well, and you can be registered. No purchase necessary. Make sure you get into the stores for details, though, and the contest ends on March 31st. By the way, stopped in there this morning. I was taking Easton had some friends sleep over, and I couldn't take the kids home this morning without breakfast because they were up at like 6 in the morning out riding their battery-powered bikes and stuff. So I had to stop into a Quick Trip and get them some sandwiches before I took them home to their parents. I couldn't just take them home and go, feed your kids. So stopped in there, got the breakfast sandwiches and such. And today is the $1 for Karuba Gold any size coffee. So stop into a Quick Trip today and make sure you use your Quick Rewards card. Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. Saw Steve yesterday down there courtside doing the game with Jim Paschke. Steve, how you been, buddy?
I've been good. The boys are playing well, so it's been fun to be there and to watch these boys get it back into the right mode, getting ready for playoffs.
It was it was almost like it was a statement game yesterday because they had got beaten by Cleveland the other day, and yesterday it seems like they came out with a different tenacity. Giannis, who I was a little surprised he played in that game because they've been nursing him a little bit, but Giannis came out. He looked like he was a man on a mission yesterday. Was that because they had lost to Cleveland prior to? So was that kind of a statement game in your mind?
You know, I think looking at the last Cleveland game, which was last Wednesday, right? It's a back-to-back. Bucks play LA, then they're in Cleveland, and they're not playing with Giannis. So, and there were seven guys out. So I think you know going into the game, there's just a lot of things that are against you. And yes, you look at the two records, and you go, well, they're opposite records. The Bucks have won 50 some games, and Cleveland lost 50 some games, but. Look, it's still the NBA. Jordan Clarkson, Colin Sexton. I mean, these guys, Kevin Love, right? It's like, you know, you're still going to have to, you're going to have to bring it. And so in Cleveland, yeah, it was close at the end and Cleveland won. But then coming to Milwaukee, you just felt like it was going to be different, right? Giannis is playing. They're a little bit rested. It's at home. And so, you know, I do think that this has been a team all year that hasn't lost to a team two times all year. And so you almost knew it was just a given, right? They don't lose two in a row. Ever. They don't lose to the same team twice, and they've really stuck to that all year. So, you know, I do think, like you said, though, more than anything, seeing Giannis out there and playing the way he did was the biggest thing I took away from that was, look, the playoffs are coming. There's talk of teams resting guys. Giannis is the furthest thing from that mode, right? He's ramping up. He wants to play. When he gets hurt, he turns his ankle against Philly, stays in the game. Turns his ankle against Miami, stays in the game, and then plays the next night. So, you know, I think he's in the right mindset and showing real leadership, honestly.
He's not showing signs that he's bothered by that right ankle, but we all know it's there. Their next game is against the Houston Rockets coming up tomorrow night down at the Fiserv Forum. You would expect him to play in that ball game as well, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that, you know, if you look at the minutes that he's played this year versus even last year, right? I think he's played 300 or 400 less minutes total for the year than he did last year. So has Middleton. So, like you said, if there's little things that get you nicked up along the way, of course they're going to have to rest it so it's not bothering them into the playoffs, like a little ankle tweak or something like that. But I do think that these guys, the whole starting five is positioned, you know, well in terms of the minutes they played. And more than that, maybe even is I feel like the bench guys have played more minutes and more consistently as a whole, right? You're talking DJ and Pat and Ersan. And obviously, Mirotić is out right now, but Tony Snell, who's been a bench guy, he was plugged in. So I think it works both ways, that the starters' minutes are a little lower this year. The bench guys have gotten great, consistent opportunities. And so, you know, that's what Bud is known for. He did it in Atlanta. We're kind of seeing the results of that right now with the end of the season coming. The team has been able to win games when guys have been out, and you know, they still sit with the best record fighting for that one seed with, you know, a few more wins.
What else is there to as far as statements go, what else is there between now and the end of the season that the Bucks need to do, if anything?
I don't think there's anything. I really don't. I mean, I think the body of work when there's only this many games left is the body of work. The state of health for these guys is very good right now. Malcolm out stinks, but it's not long term. He'll be back. Mirotić is out, but he'll be back, possibly even for the start of the first round. We don't know yet. So, I mean, I think that one seed is obviously a statement to go and get to lock that in to show for the whole finals, for the whole Eastern Conference side, and then for the finals to have home court would be, look, we've been the best team in the entire league, and we have home court advantage all the way through the playoffs would be a big statement. But really, I think going into the playoffs healthy as you can at this point, is by far the most important thing.
Is there anything to the game on April 4th where Philadelphia came into the Fiserv Forum and said it was a playoff atmosphere and they wanted to make a statement? Do the Bucks circle that game and say that's a nationally televised TNT game, we're going into Philly, we want to make that statement back at them, or does it really matter?
You know, I think if you want to cycle, if you're Brett Brown, right, the coach for the Philadelphia 76ers, I say you bring it up and you say, hey, look, it was, like you just said, TNT game. It was a Sunday afternoon. You guys went into their house and you beat them. I think you use it if you're them. But I think the truth of the matter is, if you think for one second that when I or you or anybody else talks about regular season games being a playoff-like atmosphere, playoff-like and playoff atmosphere are for sure different things. And I think it's because there's the Sunday afternoon part of it, sure, and there's the national TV part of it, yeah. But we've worked the entire year. We've talked about this moment the entire year. We've been getting ready and doing everything we've done for this right now. Part of it is not there. So if you're Brett Brown, I say you use it, give yourself a little psychological advantage. But if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, I think you know. I'm glad you guys are pumped about that win a month ago, but we'll see what happens tonight.
When we had Bledsoe on last week, were you surprised how candid he was about the contract and about kind of what he has said to Chris Middleton in regards to his contract?
I thought it was, you know, these guys have been awesome all year. When we've asked them questions like that, I feel like they give us honest answers. Jabari last year openly talked about his feelings on what he was offered, what he wanted, kind of the whole sense of why he did or didn't do what he did with contracts. And then this year, when we've asked guys, like you said, Eric Bledsoe, do you talk to your teammates about should I sign, should I not? I want to be here for a long time or I don't. You know, I thought it was awesome to hear him say, look, I'm loving playing here. I didn't like it in Phoenix, and I wanted out, and I said I wanted out. And now here, John Horst came to me and my agent. It didn't take very long. He was very fair. It got to a number and a number of years that I felt like was fair. This is where I want to be. I want to play with Giannis, and for the next 4 years, do I want to be anywhere else? No. So $17 million a year, if maybe there's a couple million more left a year, if I go into free agency, who knows what happens in the playoffs? Who knows if I get nicked up? Who knows what? It takes some of those variables out for him. I thought it was awesome to hear him say, where would you rather be? Where would I rather play? And he said, I want to be with Giannis in Milwaukee.
I like what he said about Chris Middleton in the sense that he kind of nudged Middleton. He didn't want to talk contract, but he said, dude, you can't leave me. We're together. You got to stay here. To me, it's Steve, it's been a long time since we've heard so many Milwaukee Bucks players or guys that come into this situation say Milwaukee needs to be the destination, needs to be their home.
You're right about that. And I think that when there's the conversations about is Chris Middleton a max guy? Should he be offered max by the Milwaukee Bucks? Look, that's all to be seen. The playoffs are all still coming. Is that a really big deal? Yeah, the playoffs and how you perform and how the group looks, it really is. But to hear Eric Bledsoe say, me and Giannis are on the same page. Chris Middleton and I and Giannis are on the same page. We want to play together, and we encourage each other to stay here. Guys have to make decisions for themselves and their families, and I don't think anybody holds that against a guy ever. But they're having the conversation saying, hey, I want you to stay here. And if you don't think that means a ton to a guy, instead of just silence, you know, if you're like, I know you're going to get offered Middleton, but I'm telling you beforehand, hey, I want you here. To me, that's a big deal. I mean, that shows a guy you're not saying anything. You're telling them, I want you to be here. I understand what you got to do, but I want to be your teammate. And I think it means a lot to a guy.
So without Brogdon moving forward, at least for the first series or so, because and you're familiar with this type of injury, that's a painful injury, right?
Yeah, the plantar fascia. I mean, I think it sounds to me like it's better than if it was a strain. It sounds like it's a small tear, which means it can start to heal. And I am by no means a doctor, but what I've heard is it's whatever a good version of this is that can heal more quickly. So, yes, painful, but apparently supposed to be healing quicker than if it was just a strain. A tear is actually better. And I'm not a doctor, once again.
So what do they do in the meantime? How do you see? Because I know that, like yesterday, they changed some rotations, and Budenholzer was kind of tinkering with some things. Who picks up the slack here?
You know, there's not a guy you plug in and go, oh, now we filled Malcolm's spot. There's no question. I think he's been one of the best surprises, and there have been several with this team. But how good he's been, 36th pick, he ends up being the rookie of the year, and now this year he's really one of the most important cogs to this team. He handles the ball. He makes open shots. He finishes at the rim. He's a steadiness. I mean, I don't think you can really just say, oh, we're going to pluck this guy off the bench and he's going to be all those things. That's why Malcolm's as good as he is. But I think that what Malcolm does, guys like Giannis have abilities to take on a little more responsibility, to be point guard and score. Middleton, he can handle the ball. He can run pick and rolls. He can get the team into the offense. Guys like Bledsoe can guard the other team's best player. Malcolm sometimes guards the bigger guards or can guard a three-man. Bledsoe can do that. Middleton can do that. Giannis can do that. So I think it's a group effort among the guards. And to be honest, I feel like they've done a good job. They haven't played the toughest schedule since Malcolm's been out, which is, I think, a blessing. But I feel like they've done a good job of holding down the fort with a big piece and Malcolm being out.
Hey, before I let you go, I also wanted to ask you yesterday, Marcus Johnson has his number retired in the Fiserv Forum. You guys had a chance to talk to him. You guys had a chance to sit down and not only get to know him, but to kind of rehash his career here. Look, you and I didn't get a chance to see him play up close and personal. We were kids watching it, you know, for a long time. But what does it mean for the Bucks to have some of these guys come back? You saw Bob Lanier yesterday sitting there, and you realize his greatness and Junior Bridgman and such. What does it mean to finally be recognizing some of the greats that played in Milwaukee as this Milwaukee franchise begins to kind of get themselves back on the map, so to speak?
Yeah, I thought the timing was awesome. You know, like you're saying, I think, you know, with one of the greatest, if you want to call Giannis one of the greatest point forwards of all time, undebatably, right? Marcus Johnson was one of the original point forwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, there's been a lot of time, 30 years since he retired from the NBA, about 35 years since he was last here in Milwaukee. And so people have said, that's a long time, but I just think it was special yesterday. Not only the people who watched him play when he was here, it was special for them, but like you said, the people like you, myself, who I wasn't born when he was playing for the Milwaukee Bucks, get to watch those clips, get to talk to him about it, get to hear Bob Lanier and Junior Bridgman and Sidney Moncrief tell stories about how special he was, I think was, it brought an awareness to this generation, I think, to who Marcus Johnson was, is, and now his number's up there. And when we all look up there now, we're all going to know it's not just a number, like, oh, I know more about Marcus Johnson, I think, because of the timing and because of that awesome ceremony yesterday.
Steve, enjoy the family trip and vacation. We'll see you when you get back, and then we'll get into the postseason because it's not that far away. We have, what, seven games remaining in the regular season, so it should be a lot of fun to watch them down the stretch.
You got it. I can't wait.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, and he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Coming up next, you are going to hear from the Greek Freak himself. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are here today. As always, certainly appreciate you taking a listen to us. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. By the way, they want me to let you know that if you are looking, maybe you're youthful, or maybe your kids are looking for a position, working at the Budweiser Pavilion as they're getting ready for Wednesday Night Live and State Fair Park and the State Fair and all the different festivals they have out there, they are hiring right now. So it's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. But check out Budweiser Pavilion on Facebook. That's Budweiser Pavilion on Facebook. And if you are looking for a part-time gig and a lot of fun, you get to hang out with bands and music and a little bit of brews here in the state of Wisconsin. There's nothing wrong with that. They're looking for people, good people right now. Must be 21 years of age or older to serve alcohol, but nevertheless, you can serve food and such. You don't have to be 21 for that. But the Budweiser Pavilion looking for people as they're getting ready to open their season. 855-830-8648. And, oh, by the way, Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Giannis talks about Marcus Johnson's retirement, and or not retirement, but the number 8 retirement as it went to the Raptors yesterday. And Giannis was there front and center. Take a listen.
You know, it was definitely a nice moment for me and the team. I think the whole team watched it. We knew that it was going on, so we wanted to go there early and be able to, you know, enjoy those, you know, the moments with him. Great player. He definitely deserve, you know, getting his jersey retired, Hall of Famer. And you know, he's been around us a lot, and he's an unbelievable person also.
So it was interesting and neat to see, because when he talks about the team knew what was going on. So yesterday, as we sat there and watched the retirement ceremony, and I'm thinking to myself, man, it's a shame that the players don't get a chance to see this. And just as Jim Paschke got into the video and such of the career of Marcus Johnson, out came Giannis. Giannis kind of led the way. He was out almost first, but it was him and two or three other guys. And then by the time Marcus Johnson was speaking, the entire team was out there and applauding. It was, and I remember to myself, I'm thinking to myself, make a mental note of this. Because there was a few Cavs players that had come out, but I thought, make a mental note of this. This is the Bucks team, and there's some guys there that won rings. This is the Bucks team making the effort to come out and applaud a guy that has a historical mark in this franchise as he gets his number retired and what he meant to the franchise. It was just, I don't know how to put it, but you don't see younger players really give a damn sometimes about the history of the game and the history of their franchise. 9 times out of 10, it's, you know, hey, I got my money. We're going for a championship. I'm worried about me. I don't have time for that. But this wasn't. This was a group of people, a group of guys, players led by Giannis that came out on the floor and they took an interest into what was going on. I just thought that was really cool. And then yesterday, Giannis, kind of the Q&A, if he thinks what he thought about the jersey retirement as a whole.
Does it make you start to think down the road a little bit?
It's too far, man. I'll think about that probably in 30, 40 years from now. Yeah, I cannot be thinking about that now. All I think about is Wednesday.
That's all he cares about. That's it. Giannis would rather not think of any of the MVP talk as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely charged up. I don't want to think about it. I just want to do my job. We got 8 games left. Try to get better. Try to improve. And try to play basketball in a high level, and everything's going to take care of itself.
And cross your fingers, no more injuries. He also talked about the people that say he should actually campaign for more of the MVP votes.
That's their opinion. My thought process and all that is just to get better. It's never going to change. I don't care if we're playing in the finals or me being the MVP or whatever. It's never going to change. It's always about getting better, and if it works so far, so I know it's going to work.
Here's the thing. Think about this. If he wins it, great. There's a lot of pride. A lot of people think he should win it, and I'm one of them. If he doesn't, and it means something to him in the back of his mind, can you imagine a pissed off Giannis playing in the league next year? Oh, my goodness. Giannis on how Jason Kidd didn't plan for the rest of the group, like kind of like Coach Budenholzer does.
He wants us mentally and physically to be, to rest more. But Jason Kidd, he always wants us to, get better, push through the pain. And sometimes, that's a good mindset to have, but sometimes it's also can hurt you.
And that's where Budenholzer's changed the mentality, or if you will, the culture, because he really does try to take care of their bodies. He also says that George Hill, he's a guy that, hey, if you want to pay attention to somebody, Giannis says he's playing real well right now.
I think he's getting confidence up. He's able to knock down shots off the dribble, catch and shoot, get to the paint, make plays. And he's been helping the team in a lot of ways, especially offensively. And defensively, he's always there. He's always solid.
So then after the ball game, they went to the locker room, and as they sat in the locker room, they were watching Duke and UCF yesterday, Central Florida, go at it. And there was a lot of comments made, and guys are into it. But Giannis, he picked Gonzaga in his bracket. And this, by the way, this is the first time he's ever filled out a bracket.
Why did I pick Gonzaga? I picked Gonzaga because I watched the game. I don't watch college basketball, but I watched a game early in the season that they played against Duke, and they beat Duke. They were grown-ass men, big bodies, playing physical, playing smart, so I like the team.
Grown-ass man! I think he's been listening to Gary Ellerson myself. Giannis got some grown-ass man on that team. There you go. That is Giannis after the ball game yesterday. Going to go ahead and take a quick break when we come back. Speaking of the Bucks and Fiserv Forum, there are some changes coming. And one change specifically in that brand-new, beautiful building that desperately needs to happen, and I have no idea how this became a mistake to begin with. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are so glad you're on board today. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. At Cousin Subs, I've been telling you, they've been around 45-plus years, and they've been a juggernaut. They've been handling it. Groups, 10 people to 10,000 people. They've got the options and the expertise to do the work for you. Let them do it. Customizable catering lineup includes 12 or 20-piece party boxes, the big 2-foot party subs, salads, soups, chips, cookies, the Radio Joe cheese curds, fries, you name it, they've got it. Enjoy the party. Leave the rest of the work to them. So order online or at select locations, pick up even and delivery now, which is available. And that is all at CousinSubs.com, Cousin Subs Catering as well, where they believe in better, and the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Okay, so I'm down at Fiserv Forum yesterday, and I thought to myself, this has got to be coming because there's no way they can continue to do this. And if anybody, speaking of the Milwaukee Bucks, Peter Fagan, Edens, Lazary, hell, Coach Budenholzer, anybody else down there, Dan Smiechek, down there with the Public Relations Department, Media Relations Department, John Steinmiller, anybody, listen up. Yes, they are going to replace 3,000-plus cup holders on the seats at the Fiserv Forum. They're tiny. They don't even hold really coffee mugs very well. And by tiny, I mean they're not deep. So they serve these big drinks and these big beers and all that kind of stuff and these 20-ounce-plus cups, and they give you a cup holder that's about an inch and a half deep. So all you got to do is tap the cup and it falls over. And then you're out. Maybe they did it on purpose. Maybe you're out buying more beer because you knocked your drink over, which is like $12, and I don't agree with that either. But so if you're going to do it, because they're going to replace all of these cup holders, okay? If you're going to do it, put a cup, your biggest cup, put it in the cup holder to figure out what size cup holder you need. Too many of these places sell these ginormous cups, which is great. And then you can't fit it in the damn cup holder. You got to put it between your legs. You got to set it on the floor. And then some person walking by kicks it over. Happened way too many times in the past. So if you're going to replace the cup holders, take your biggest cup and your biggest beer and put it in a cup holder before you buy more. Just a tip from me to you. But they're going to replace the cup holders. Hallelujah. Now, The crowded club section, which is the BMO Harris Club, I've been in there a couple of times, and it does get really crowded. But they've added some rails, they've added some high top tables. I get they wanted to make it a comfortable experience, but the exclusive BMO Harris Club, which is just off of the court, is exclusive to everyone, I guess, because when you try to go in that place, it's everybody and their brothers in there. It's packed. So, yeah, they had to make that thing a little bit smaller. Or at least make the table smaller and put rails in and get rid of the bigger banquet-style stuff because it just wasn't working. You couldn't maneuver through the crowd, and you had no place to set your drink down if you were eating. One of the other things that they're going to do, and this at the Fiserv Forum, kind of, I get it, but they've got scuffed floors, by the way. The floors, the concrete floors, they're already starting to wear. So they're going to refinish the flooring down there. And by the way, the Bucks pay for all of this. They pay for all of the upkeep on the building. So don't think of it as taxpayer dollars going into this because the Bucks do all this. But they're going to, it's not wearing properly. And it's also, in some areas, it's slick. So they've got to refinish the floors because it's not getting the job done right now. Whatever the coating was that they put on the floor, it's already gone. And it's only been open since, what, August? So they got to redo the floors. They're going to do that. The one thing that really, I think, is interesting, the atrium. Okay, when you go all the way up to the Panorama Club, and I mentioned this a while ago, the Panorama Club, the atrium, as you look down, it's really cool. It's a thing of beauty. It's that building, if you have not been to it from whatever part of the state we're talking to you in, it's a fantastic facility. Miller Park is an unbelievable architecture and structure. Obviously, Lambeau Field is a bucket list. Camp Randall's been renovated. It's beautiful, okay? But the Fiserv Forum, if you have to put them in order, I don't know what order the Fiserv Forum would be there, but it's up there. It's got to be one of the top two or three buildings in the state of Wisconsin. It's an amazing place. But people are getting sick when you look down from the Panorama Club or as you're going up those stairs to look down. It gives you vertigo. And I'm somebody that doesn't like heights. I mean, I had to back up a little bit because it just looks like this endless hole that just goes way, way down. But they're actually going to put this glazing to the glass panels lining the walkways, so it doesn't give you such a clear sense of straight down, I guess. And they've added a ton of drink rails to these panels, too, to keep the cups of beer from spilling over onto the crowd way down below. But if you don't get vertigo and you like heights, it kind of takes away from your visual line. I don't know if I necessarily agree to them catering to people like me, but they're going to do it because enough people, I guess, have said, oh, my God, look at that view. It's spectacular. But I took a picture of it. It's actually on Facebook. If you go to my Facebook fan page, you can see it. We were there yesterday. If you go through the pictures in the post, we were there. The top picture, by the way, is our daughter's dance team dancing from Aspire Dance. But one of the pictures I posted is of the atrium, and it's way down. And you can see it. You can see that staircase, and you can see some of the glassway and the different levels. But it's way down there. And also the picture of the full court from above the scoreboard, that is from way up there in that panorama club. And it's beautiful. I mean, it's stunning. But you are above the rafters and above the flags, the American and Canadian flag that hang down. But it's a tremendous shot. It really is. It's really cool to be up there and watch a game up there. You can really see the plays open up and how the Bucks kind of offensively do some things at times. Really neat, though. But they're going to make some changes to the Fiserv form. So there. You're now up to date. Good stuff. 855-830-8648. Stay tuned. Badgers, Marquette. Who's going to be bigger and better down the stretch? We got more right after this.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.